Proclamation number 6382 of 21st of October, 1955. God addresses every human being. Life was only given to you for your perfection. And it will be taken from you again whether you reach your aim or not, for you are only granted a certain amount of time which is certainly sufficient for you to complete yourselves but which will not be prolonged if you fail yourselves. If you remain on the same level or regress again in your development, but you humans rarely ask yourselves about the meaning and purpose of your earthly existence and don't desire clarification even if such a question suddenly arises in you. But you would gain a great deal by answering it, for if you know what you can achieve but what you can also be granted on the other hand, your motivation to live correctly on earth will be greater. For this reason there will always be people on earth who possess this knowledge and can instruct you in accordance with the truth. But whether you listen to them and believe them depends on your will, which should not experience any coercion but can nevertheless easily correct itself. And because you humans do not strive to attain knowledge, the pure truth, of your own accord, but you should not remain without knowledge in view of the approaching end, you will be addressed in an unusual way. I myself speak to you through human mouths so that the strength of my word becomes effective and you feel influenced. I myself come to you in the word even if you are unable to recognize me immediately. Only when you listen to me without inner resistance will you feel the effect of my word and no longer resist its content. Every person has the opportunity to receive my word somehow or somewhere. And I can address everyone directly, even if he believes himself to be instructed by people. If only he accepts such instructions with an open heart. But because fewer and fewer people want to hear the word of God and go to the places where my word is preached, I am also at work outside of them. I let my voice be heard wherever there is only one person who lets me speak through him, who is devoted to me and wants to be active for me, who thinks about me and also communicates his thoughts to other people. Who therefore consciously moves in spiritual spheres when he is together with his fellow human beings. Then I myself can intervene and speak through him. You humans don't know how gladly I use such opportunities to be able to speak to my children, to whom my word sounds more credible and who now do not close their minds to this word either. But I can only do this through a person's mouth so as not to exert any compulsion of faith. But people should only know about the significance of their earthly life, they should only receive knowledge of their purpose of existence and their task. They should only once seriously think this thought through to the end. It will then no longer let go of them. And they themselves will then give me the opportunity to intervene in their thoughts and continue the instruction. And every person will be addressed by me once, but whether he reacts to it is up to him but does not take away his responsibility for making use of earthly life. And no one will be able to excuse himself with complete ignorance. Because every person capable of thinking is also mentally guided by the world of light and this question about the meaning and purpose of earthly existence arises in every person at some point and thus can also be commented on. But time is limited. Every person's hour of departure from this earth is determined. And every person will now leave it in the state he created for himself during his earthly life. The forthcoming end, however, will still mean a shortening of the allotted time of redemption for many people, but this will be compensated for by unusual blessings. Which is why I will also manifestly appear and my word will, as it were, sound from every rooftop. And everyone will be able to hear my word, everyone will be able to accept it and change, everyone can still become blessed by grace. If only he is of good will. Amen.